Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 9th, 2021, and this is episode 7 of the Context and Clarity podcast. I want you to know up front that the reason that I record these podcasts is to start the thought process and to spur conversation. I want to challenge you to think and explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Now, speaking of building stronger practices, did you catch yesterday's episode about the first things you need to do to start your own firm? One of the things that I love about this community is your desire to help each other. That's also one of the reasons that I love the questions and topics like yesterday's. Anyone that's been in business, that's been doing their own thing for more than a couple of days, can share some really valuable to-dos for someone that's just getting started. Whether it has to do with creating a legal entity, or when to get insurance, and what kind of insurance you need, or maybe how to find your first project, or even what do you need to buy now and what should you not buy? And of course, then there's always great advice on whether or not to take on loans or other investments at the offset. If you want to dig deeper into this topic and you missed yesterday's episode, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 6. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. It's about an hour-long conversation with well over 100 questions and comments from the Entree Architect community. But if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I participate in the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining the group and becoming part of that live conversation. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern in our daily Context and Clarity conversation, I guess in a way we'll continue on yesterday's theme by talking about the value of licensure. If you're just out of school or new to the profession, or maybe you've even been in the profession for some time but you've never sat for the ARE for one reason or another, let's start with this question. Should you get licensed? Do you need to be licensed? Now, I want to be clear. I'm not talking about whether or not you can call yourself an architect with or without a license. That's not the point at all. I want to know, what are the pros and the cons? What's the value of that license if you get it? This is another topic that I like because there's a lot to consider. No matter what type of projects you work on or you want to work on, there are plenty of roles and firms that don't require you to be licensed. Are there disadvantages to being licensed? Of course, there are also project types, depending on where you practice, where a license isn't even required. There are even lots of things you can do with your skills and your training and your education that are outside of the traditional model of architecture. So I want to know, what do you think? License or no license? And why? If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.